AKB 2 at Jack Sess.
Jack Sess, N4ZLK. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Shane. I heard you yapping before, but I was busy on the phone. I couldn't talk to you.
Yapping. Wow. How's it going?
It's going. It's going. I got a young fellow with me. We're going out to Pickens to go and freeze our fingers off.
When you said where you were heading.
Going to Pickens.
Bornham.
Yeah, okay.
See, Wednesday, is there a flea market or something out there today?
Oh, I wouldn't go there today. Oh, no way. The Pickens flea market? No, no, no. We're actually going to a at the golf club. We're going to go work on the main building.
Cool. Well, I'm headed into Greenville, so sitting in traffic. GPS took me the wrong way, apparently. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to blame it on.
Oh, you have fun in Greenville. I got to pay attention to my GPS here and make sure she doesn't mess me up.
So use the GPS because I only... It's bad enough having one woman telling me what to do. But then to ride around in a car having another one telling you what to do.
Well, at least the GPS won't curse at you and call your name.
That one of her regulars, they use, or used to use, I don't know if they still do, an old-style GPS, you know, before the phones. They still use it, but apparently it's programmable. And they could, they change certain things in there, too. They're from New York, like where you're from. So they put some colorful words in there when it gives directions.
Gee, I don't know how to take that. Yeah, we a friend of mine had one like that, and he downloaded, I think it was either an Irish voice or a Scottish voice, and it would curse at him. When he, you know, make the next bleep and turn or something like that.
Not the way you talk to each other, I guess. It's no big deal, huh?
I can go a day without hearing the F-bomb.
Well, are you working on a system out there today or doing something different?
Yeah, we're working on 6 systems. We're going to do an evaluation and clean them up and do a bunch of work on them.
Semi-retired.
I know. I'm trying.
Well, I'm proud of you. You're not just sitting around the house doing nothing.
Yeah. Sitting in the living room watching kitchen sink.
Went on visits.
Comic-Con, Renaissance Fair, we're getting ready to go on a cruise in March.
An Alaskan cruise might be fun, or a New England cruise.
No, they don't even offer them this time of year. That's summertime only, July, August, and a little bit of September. We did the Alaskan cruise a year and a half ago. Oh, great. It was great.
Seattle and go up on the lower part of Alaska there?
Yes, sir. We had to fly out, and that was a joy. I got to tell you that story on the phone one day.
We flew to Anchorage a few years back and went to Valdez for the week. One of my son and daughter-in-law, they weren't married at the time. Well, no, they were. I think they were there. They worked there 2 or 3 summers. And we had a really nice time. Drove from Anchorage to Valdez. It was a 6.5-hour drive through the mountains. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. In August, so it was a balmy 50 degrees in the middle of the day, but really beautiful.
Oh, yeah, we enjoy it. Listen, I'm falling into the Sphinx here. Got to put on some push water. And we'll catch you later, Shane. Have a good afternoon. N4ZLK, KP2HXS.
Be careful. N4ZLK.